Today, a little thought about going green. I put one article from the BBC up on the website about how the country of Uganda is planning to ban, make illegal plastic bags. Interesting that the poor little country of Rwanda next door has already made plastic bags illegal. Krishna has created the world around us, and he's done it in a very beautiful way, in a very natural way. And we see that in the functioning of that world, everything is recyclable. Everything has its own beautiful way of replenishing the overall functioning of nature. We as devotees respect the environment as Krishna's creation, and we should also not obstruct the functioning of the world that we live in, or certain elements of that world, such as the air, the water, the soil itself. And nowadays, that is the concept of living green, living with minimum waste, living with minimum garbage, a very good preaching platform, and actually a type of life that one would expect from Vaishnavas, who are concerned not only for their ultimate destination, but for the place where they're living in right now. Many of you have seen Vrindavan, and probably taken a walk around Vrindavan Parikramarg, which in many places resembles a garbage dump and is littered with unlimited amounts of plastic bags. The presence of that kind of garbage, unrecyclable waste, makes being Krishna conscious or seeing the holy dham in that kind of environment very, very difficult. It becomes a real challenge. And so is finding Krishna consciousness in the type of mentality that promotes that type of waste, that type of disrespect for the most holiest of places in the world by the people who are meant to be the most elevated people. The current Prajbasis, the most fortunate people who've taken birth in this very sacred land of Vrindavan Dham. So here's a thought for today, that we too, as individuals, as temples, as society, can readily re-examine how green we're living, how much in harmony are we with the world around us, or have we, just for the sake of convenience, also merged into the consumerism and waste mentality of the greater society in which we live in. A statistic that I can cite, which I just read not long ago, is the amount of garbage that Americans consume on an annual basis. And I would say that probably that's more or less the same for Europeans, devotees in the UK, or people in the UK. About 900 kilos a year of waste per person. That averages out to almost 3 kilos, 2.5, 3 kilos of waste a day. You may not be throwing that out directly, but in relationship to your existence in whatever country that you are in, directly or indirectly, we're responsible for 3 kilos of solid, and I'm just talking about solid waste here. And that's a phenomenal amount of waste, and a lot of that waste is not recyclable, and it becomes poison, something that will have long-term effect on future generations, and maybe not even so future, maybe on ourselves as well. What does waste really signify? Waste means excessive opulence. Waste means that we have too much. We can see, for instance, how the animals live. They have the necessities of life. There's no waste. Everything is recyclable, and they live within the boundaries of what Krishna provides. We're given intelligence. We should use our intelligence to also live a comfortable life, but without destroying the world around us. Plastic bags, cars with excessive consumption, plastic bottles. There are so many simple alternatives to many of these things, which are very convenient, but that short-term convenience may end up being a long-term inconvenience. Before plastic bags, there were such things as paper bags, and even it's questionable how much we need paper bags, because if we have bags that we walk around with or carry, then we don't need to take things from which we, when we purchase something, we don't need to be provided with a bag because we have a bag of our own. So these are principles. Cars that we drive, we should be careful to avoid large gas-guzzling SUVs in which the space inside is smaller than an average Volkswagen that uses a third of the gas. So let's get from one place to another, but still let's see if we can do it in a cleaner way. And of course, the alternate vehicles are coming out. They're more expensive, hybrid vehicles, which are also electricity-powered. There's others which are gas-powered, which don't contaminate the air that we live in. Just because we're devotees, we don't have rights to pollute the world around us and to be indifferent to the welfare and health of others as well as ourselves, but rather we should be attentive to that. And it becomes a very good preaching platform. People really think that we're walking our talk and that we really care about Krishna's planet and the creation. We're not just obliviously enjoying and living in this world, feasting our way back to Godhead, knowing that everything there will be taken care of for us by Yogamaya. I've not read of garbage dumps in the spiritual world, neither of waste. Generally, as things are being described in Govinda Lilamrita and other beautiful books, substances are natural, substances are biodegradable, and everything is done, Krishna's pastimes, as well as the lifestyle of the Brijbasis, with great care for maintaining the harmony and beauty of the most valuable asset and most appreciable abode which they have, which is Vrindavan Dham. So Yoman Pashyati Sarvatra, we should also think that we are living here in Vrindavan in this world. If we want to see our homes, our temples and everything else as Vrindavan, then we should also try to live like the original Brijbasis and live very much in respect of our surroundings, and as much as possible try to minimize many of the polluting, poisoning commodities that we use and purchase on a regular basis, more or less without thought. We just accept that this is the way it is. It isn't the way that it has to be. But then we can take stock of that. And while I'm no particular expert on this subject, but there are many, and a quick search on the internet will probably give you enough material to keep you busy reading for days by others who are very expert in both the destructive materials as well as their effects and the alternates that we can use for that, or those kind of materials, which would be harmonious with a Krishna conscious lifestyle. Anyway, I'm headed off to Rath Yatra, and today it's a beautiful day. It's going to be hot as blazes here in Budapest, and if you've not been able to come, then we hope that we can get some pictures and footage to give you a little peek into Lord Jagannath's pastime of Rath Yatra here. Hare Krishna.